This interview was conducted on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM, and the show was Catch the Lovely with your host, the ever-enchanting Robin Catchlove, or our Catchy Chappie herself.
Join the Catchy Chappie for a catchy chat and listen to a catchy tune or three. Cha-cha together in the light and let Catch the Lovely light up your world. Catch her there with the number one witty public nuisance, Robin Catchlove, the Catchy Chappie. Be extraordinary.
Darlings, it is nearly 8:10 on a Thursday morning. Apparently it's August. In 2025, I'm sorry to bring you that news. It is already, I think the earth is revolving more quickly than it used to. And we have a most extraordinary woman in the studio for what she brings to our community constantly. And down in Lurline Street, Lemon Clinic, it's called, and she herself is the lovely Tanya. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Robin.
How are you?
Wonderful this morning.
Most wonderful.
Absolutely. I'm here with you.
Or else you would have had to have left. Go. Firstly, thank you so much for the clinic that you run and the healingness that you do. Talk to me about how long have you been in the Blue Mountains?
I came up here in 2021. I came up
2021. Mm-hmm. Okay, from whence?
From Sydney. So I've been practicing Chinese medicine in Sydney for 20-odd years.
Chinese medicine, what an extraordinary ancient knowledgeable art.
It is very ancient.
Isn't it? Like 1,000 years old.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah, but it's still very applicable to modern times.
You came up and established a clinic.
Yeah, the Lemon Balm Clinic. We're in Lurline Street, Katoomba.
Yes.
And we've got lots of wonderful practitioners there. There's myself practicing acupuncture and Chinese medicine, and we've got a lovely Bowen therapist.
One minute. Mm-hmm. Firstly, and you're practicing, so you're talking about the meridian system.
Absolutely.
And acupuncture.
Acupuncture, moxibustion, cupping, gua sha, herbs, diet, lifestyle advice. Chinese medicine has a mass of tools in their pocket.
But that you covering not just the physical pain, for example, but diet.
Diet, absolutely. I mean, diet and lifestyle is important.
Isn't it? And we don't necessarily honour that in ourselves.
No, we don't nourish ourselves as much as we should so often.
Yes.
We rush through our meals, we skip meals.
And we don't eat well. Choices. And so I come to you and you're going to, for example, use some acupuncture on me, but you want to know what my diet is.
I want to know all about your health and your lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah,
so I can bring it all back into balance.
And lifestyle too. Mm. And we never equate those with our health.
Well, if we're not sleeping well, we're not going to have the energy to enjoy the life we want.
Exactly. Mm. And how important that word is, energy.
We need the energy to do all the things we want to accomplish in life. And to do that, we need to be well rested and well fed and inspired.
Oh, that's a beautiful word, inspired. Mm. Because the inspiration might be there, but we may not have the energy.
Yeah.
Wow.
We might be distracted by our pains, by our stresses and tensions. And Chinese medicine can help release all of that, can help release the pain, release the stress, and re-energise your system.
Yamo. Darlings, did you hear those lovely words? No, because they're words about health. You know, they're not just words, they're powerful descriptions, aren't they?
Well, what I love to do is to help empower people. Empower them to look after themselves. So the stronger their struggles, they often need help. So if they come in and get some guidance, but that guidance ultimately leads to looking after themselves. It's about self-care.
Now you've hit the nail on the head, isn't it, though?
Mm.
Because I can come to you and you can remind me.
Yes. Remind you how to find your balance again, how to find your groundedness, how to flow.
Flow is, what a fabulous description.
Yeah, we're coming up to spring and spring's all about growth and flow and...
colour.
Yeah,
and expansion. And rebirth.
Rebirth, new opportunities.
New opportunities, and you want that energy for all of those things.
Yeah, we're coming up to spring and summer, which is the yang seasons of the year, and yang is all about more movement and more energy.
Not necessarily male.
No, I don't like it when people put male and female to the yin and yang.
Okay.
I prefer to see them, yang is more about movement and energy, it's about warmth. And that movement, energy and warmth can often lead to dryness if it's out of balance.
Oh.
Whereas the yin is more about calm and moistness and coolness and calmness. It's day and night. It's winter and summer. It's that balance.
Oh, so the yin and the yang can be applied to different seasons.
Absolutely.
Ah, so the yin is your winterish.
Yes.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Autumn is starting to become more yin until we get to absolute yin in winter. Spring is starting to become more yang until we get to absolute yang in summer.
And can you say that yang is stronger? No.
It's more energized.
Energized.
Because there's also
better.
Strength in calmness. There's also strength in peace.
That's beautiful. Say that again, please. No, really, that's powerful.
Yeah, we don't need to be always doing to be strong. Sometimes the being can be just as strong.
Wow. Isn't wisdom so simple it's difficult? Isn't it? But, you know, the beauty of what you just said, it settles our hearts.
Yeah.
It helps us go, so I can still hold that strength in the bow.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I have to be loudly active.
No. No, in fact, you need the balance. It's always about finding balance.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. So
that's
often in our community, in our society rather, we're very much about accomplishing things. We're very much about how much can we do, how productive can we be.
How heroic we are in
absolutely
in being seen to accomplish.
But
go
if
on.
We don't balance that with some downtime, with some calm time, with some being time, that's when we reach burnout.
And can I ask, in that what we call downtime, it should have a better terminology, shouldn't it? rest time. How important is it for to not be looking at our computer all the time?
Well, that's not downtime, is it?
Ah.
It's more stimulation. It's more distraction. Calm time, downtime is about going for a walk.
Yes.
Going for a walk in the sunshine, going for a walk in the bush or in the park.
Listening it's to about, some music.
Yeah, listening to some music.
Listening to 89.1.
Absolutely. Sitting and breathing and watching the grass grow. Watching the paint dry.
Yeah, and seeing the birds in the sky.
Absolutely.
Gee, that's important.
Stopping to smell the roses.
Isn't it? And if there ain't no roses, just breathe in.
Yeah.
No, I reckon that once every week, right across Australia, at the same time, say on a Friday afternoon, everybody goes out onto their balconies or into their gardens at the same time and has a roar. You know,
and then they can sit down and have a nice cup of tea.
They can.
And breathe.
Yes. And
yes, breathe some, out. Absolutely. Yeah, breathe the week out.
Yeah. But goodest ones, it's interesting because we quite often think we're relaxing when we're not working and we're still sitting in front of a computer stimulating ourselves, thinking that's relax time, but it's not.
No.
Resting the mind.
No, switching off from all of those electronic things is far more relaxing. In fact, when we're looking, when we're scrolling through Facebook, it tends to stress us out even more.
Okay. So you're turning off your or away from your computers and your phones and so forth, putting your phones in your pocket, is healing.
Definitely. Absolutely.
That's you taking steps for yourself.
Definitely. Taking some time out.
Yes. Yeah. But it's you being responsible for yourself.
It's you tuning into yourself.
Oh, that's good.
Tuning back into you. Yeah, listening to your inner voice.
Which you can't hear unless you turn your stuff off.
Definitely. Yeah. And we have a lot of wisdom within.
And a lot of bells ringing about us being a bit creative, us painting, us, and it doesn't have to be clever.
Mm.
Just expressing.
Creativity is really important as well. So finding, as you said, you know, sitting down and painting or drawing, or I love to crochet.
Oh, do you?
Loving to knit. You know, finding an outlet where you can express yourself.
Where you can rest your mind.
Yes.
Or allow it to unfold.
Definitely.
Instead of thinking.
Yeah, letting go of those thoughts. It's hard. Letting go of thoughts is a challenge. A lot of people find meditation quite challenging because of the way our mind is constantly active, constantly thinking, which is why...
And being constantly stimulated.
Overstimulated.
Go on.
Yeah, which is why coming back to the breath is a really good way of doing things.
Oh, a good tool.
Yeah, deepening our breath. Because when we're so stressed, we're often breathing really shallowly.
Oh, which we don't realise.
Which we don't realise until we stop and tune in. So once we tune in and realise how short and shallow our breathing is, if we can bring our hands down to our lower belly, if we can then bring our breath down to our lower belly, slow it down, deepen it.
So breathe into where the hands are.
Yeah. Then we can switch off that nervous system. We can switch out of fight and flight and switch back into rest and digest or rest and recuperate.
And... With decent breath, you're helping the lungs.
You're helping everything.
Go on.
Breathing helps the whole nervous system. So we're going to oxygenate the body more. So putting more oxygen into the body will give us more energy. But switching off the nervous system means our digestive system works better. And when that's working better, we're better able to absorb the nutrients in all the wonderful food that we're eating.
And also to move the waste product, to poo better.
Definitely.
And that is an essential health, isn't it?
Absolutely. That deep belly breathing engages the diaphragm. And with the diaphragm moving up and down, we're actually massaging our digestive organs. And when we're massaging our digestive organs, we're not going to hold toxicity in our body. So in a sense, we're detoxing.
Lung, large intestine, or the large intestine, if we're holding old stories, if we're gripping, then we're not going to poo as well as if we... aren't holding stories, etc.
Yeah.
So the stomach is the digestion of food.
Yeah.
And but it's also the digestion of emotions.
Definitely. The digestion of life, processing life.
Oh.
So the interesting thing about the lungs and the large intestine is that they're a pair in Chinese medicine.
Yes.
And that pairing actually corresponds with autumn. And autumn is the season of letting go.
Oh,
so it's all
shedding.
About letting go, shedding. Yeah,
and how magnificent that is.
Mm. Whereas the springtime, which we're coming into now, is the season of the liver and the gallbladder.
Okay.
And that's the season of movement. So as as spring comes, as the grass starts to grow
as
and the
blossoms
start to move, energy is moving. The nature is moving, we need to start moving more as well. So as we move, what's happening inside us will move better, our circulation will improve.
And all of our organs are delighted by the movement.
Definitely.
Essential.
Everything's connected. We can't impact one organ system without impacting all the others.
Oh.
When we nurture one, the others feel supported as well.
Oh, that's so powerful.
Mm.
And what you're talking about is, in fact, simple.
It is simple, and we just complicate life. But if we bring it back to the simple foundation thoughts, the foundation ideas, life could be so much easier than we make it.
It's you're just talking about that. I'm asking, when we eat, we should just sit and just do that.
Yes. When you're eating, just eat.
Yeah.
That's a meditation
in and of itself.
Not in
front of the computer and blah blah.
No, because that's distracting us and that's stressing us. And when we're stressed, our digestive system switches off.
When we're stressed, we're not chewing as well as we should, so we're swallowing it in bigger lumps and it's more difficult to digest.
Definitely.
Something like that. Darlings, isn't this exquisite conversation? And important.
And the foods that we eat should be changed, you know.
Oh, go on.
You know how in winter time we'll have all our winter woolies out, and then when summer comes we'll put all our winter woolies away and we'll pull out all our t-shirts and shorts. Just as we change our wardrobe, we should also change our cooking styles.
Oh.
And change the foods that we choose. So in winter time, we're going to eat more soups and stews and casseroles. Oof. Because they're warming our system. It's cold out there, especially here where it's, you know, 3 degrees this morning.
And so the tummy also is a heater.
It benefits from warm foods. It doesn't have to work so hard.
Yes.
So in the summertime, as summer comes, we start to shorten our cooking styles, lighten our cooking styles.
Yes.
So steamed veggies and stir fries
and
that
yummo.
Sort of thing.
Hmm? And still yummo food.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, just lightly cooked. Lightly cooked to put some warmth into it so that our digestive system doesn't have to work as hard. Because when we put really cold food, our smoothies and too many salads and things into our belly, it's almost like we put the digestive fire out.
Oh.
So yes. A little bit of salad on the side is fine, but starting the day with icy foods, it's switching the system off.
Yeah, and the body requires that essential heat.
Yes.
In all of the organs, really.
Definitely. Warmth is about movement and life is about movement.
That's most delicious, young lady. We are having, you know, a most exquisite conversation. Lemon Balm is this extraordinary clinic in Lurline Street with the lovely Tanya at the head. And she is about... the ancient modernness of Chinese meridian systems and diet and choices that we make and us being reminded of our beauty.
And to help people do that, I've been running a series of seasonal self-care workshops this year.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. So we've got our spring workshop coming up on September 13.
September 13, darlings.
Yep, Saturday afternoon. So that's all about learning how to flow with the energy of spring. And I've also written a series of seasonal self-care ebooks. So my website, which is Oriental Wisdom, has all of those seasonal self-care ebooks from the workshops earlier this year.
So say that again, September 13, and you're going to talk about how we can...
support ourselves through this spring energy.
Joyously.
Joyously, absolutely.
Yes, yes. And darling, a little bit of tango. Tango of the inner body.
We'll be doing Qigong and Tai Chi.
Oh, yummo.
Yeah.
And again, ancient arts which extraordinarily and joyfully massage.
It's all about gentle movement.
Your body.
It's about breath. It's about mindfulness.
That's a tricky word, isn't it? Mindfulness.
Yeah. But when we are mindful, when we're listening to the whispers of our bodies and responding to those...
Or the yells that we're denying.
Well, then we don't have to deal with the yells. If we listen to the whispers, then we don't have to deal with the yells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the yell is when it gets really painful. That's a
Absolutely.
Yell.
Absolutely. Whether it's physically painful or emotionally painful, our body's yelling at us.
Either physically or emotionally.
Yeah.
And that's really important too.
Yeah. Because we work at all levels with Chinese medicine, mental, emotional and physical.
And that's got to be essential for the healingness.
Well, we're all one. It's all connected. We can't be mentally out of balance without our physicality being out of balance.
Yeah.
And we can't be physically out of balance without it affecting our thoughts and our feelings. So
the wholeness.
The wholeness of it all. It's about wholeness. It's about connection and reflection and... Yeah, what's happening
celebration.
In one part of, it's celebration, it, yeah. But what's happening in one part of the body is going to show up somewhere else as well.
And you never really come into absolute balance. It's always, you know, rocking up.
It is. That's a really good thought that we never have absolute balance between yin and yang. There's always a movement between the yin and yang.
Yes.
So moving more throughout the day and resting more throughout the evening, moving more throughout the summer, resting more throughout the winter.
Oh.
It's that work-life balance is not about equal times. It's about knowing when to do one and when to do the other.
That's poetry. In the beauty of the body.
Yes.
And a genuine recognition of, for me, I thank my body every day.
As we should.
I'm too old to grow up and too young to behave. and really, thank you little eyes for working. Thank you legs for taking me places. Thank you ears for still hearing. And can I...
That's a wonderful practice that we should all be including in our first thing in the morning, to start with that rather than start with social media.
And wherever I've got some pain, run my mind down into it and say, thank you very much, little. I've got some in my kneecap at the moment.
And sending it love.
Thank you, yeah.
Breathing into
and
that space and sending it love.
Yeah, because that love is a vibration, is it not?
Definitely.
Which is
a very high vibration that heals.
Which is what you're talking about with acupuncture, etc.
We are working with the energy of the body, yes.
And that needle opens the channel and...
It stimulates the channel. It stimulates points along the channels.
Yes.
It gets the flow happening again.
The flow of energy. So we've got the blood veins.
We've got the blood flowing. We've got the lymphatic system flowing. We've got the energy flowing.
Yes.
And it's not a woo-woo concept.
Oh,
because
no.
Our nervous system is all about... electrical energy.
Yes.
You know, the nerves speak to each other through electrical potential. I used to be an electrical engineer, so I love that whole system of energy.
So what did you say then, the nerves?
The nerves speak to each other through electricity.
Wow.
Which is energy.
Of course. Of course. And I can see the colour in that too.
The little sparks.
Yeah. Of I want to get a little welder, you know, if someone and go zzz, 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 because that's an essential need for us to acknowledge in ourselves, because we know that the blood flows because we can see it,
yes,
and that's a system, etc. But
we can also see the energy of the body when you're, for example, Kirlian photography. Takes photos of energy that's radiating from the body.
Oh, spell that for me.
Kirlian. Oh goodness, I'm not a good speller. K-I-R-L-I-A-N, Kirlian photography.
Yeah, but go on. So we do have that. We can physically
We can physically see the energy that's radiating from the body. Not only that, but some people have done research on the skin and noticed that the acupuncture points have a different skin resistance. So, you know, like when you see on a circuit board, an electrical circuit board, the little resistors.
Yes.
Yeah, so these acupuncture points have a slightly different resistance within the skin.
We are most extraordinary, are we not?
Oh, absolutely.
And when you're describing that, for example, if I have, my heart is aching emotionally, then there's a colour or to that. Or a frequency to that.
There is a frequency to that. And that's, we don't so much, well, I don't so much look at the actual frequencies of things, but sound healers would. Using the Tibetan bowls or the tuning forks, they would work with those different frequencies.
I mean, darling, as good as 89.1, this is such a delicious conversation. And you know yourselves when you're feeling a bit ordinary or a bit exhausted and eventually you just lay down and you put some music on that you love.
And that has frequency. Different frequencies of the different music. So, you know, some music helps you feel uplifted and other music just brings you down.
Yeah, yeah.
And other music just makes you leave you feeling jangled.
And other music makes you want to dance.
Oh, love to dance. Yeah, movement there. Yeah,
Goddess, this is most delicious. Please do return to us. We haven't even begun to wander in the beauty and the simplicity of how we can treat ourselves to more joy.
Being kind to yourself is the first step. Sleeping, allowing yourself to rest when you need it, nourishing yourself with good food, and just stopping and breathing.
Stopping and in the bush.
Yeah. Nick. Our beautiful mountains, the beautiful bushland here is healing in and of itself.
Or if outside of your house you have a tree that's been...
Give it a hug.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank it.
Definitely.
Or put your hand on it. That's all. And that in itself is you beginning to become aware and of the healing of you and the trees sending you energy.
We're all one. We are one with our environment. We are one with nature. And when we reconnect with it, it reminds us of that oneness and it helps us not feel so alone.
Brings us back into it rather than just a reminder?
Yes. Yes, reconnects us.
That's the one.
Reconnects us, grounds us.
Oh, that.
We're so much in our heads, bringing us back to earth.
Yeah.
So grounding.
I try of a morning when I step outside to put my mind in my feet.
Great thing to do.
And just that.
Yeah.
Just walking. And there's a tree. Good morning, tree. Really?
Yeah.
And hello, bird. And little blossoms that are still tight.
They are still tight. And but they're starting to show themselves.
And the beauty of that. Most delightful conversation, Lemon Balm Clinic in the Lurline Avenue.
Lurline Street.
Lurline.
And we are having an open day on the 6th of September.
So if people want
to experience natural therapies, they can come and have little mini treatments.
Now tell me the address.
99 Lurline Street, Katoomba.
And the date, the 6th of September.
Saturday the 6th of September from 10 o'clock to 4. We're having a whole bunch of mini treatments. And those mini treatments is going to help us raise funds for WIRES.
Yum-o. Most wonderful. And you can bring your little chappies. They might need a mini treatment too.
They can, yes.
You know, and they would be delighted to know that they're there to help WIRES. To help all the little animals that get wounded or hurt and are being cared for.
And in order to fit everybody in, it's really important that people do call us to book in.
Ah, go on. Yeah, and the phone number.
Because if everyone shows up at once, we won't be able to treat them all. Our phone, well, my phone number is 0412 152 928. And that will, through me, I'll be able to book you in with any of our wonderful practitioners.
Oh, doesn't that sound enticing?
Mm.
Even more that, but also more better than that, joyously wisdom.
Well, people can explore and experience new things.
Yes.
So they can experience Bowen therapy or craniosacral therapy or a wonderful remedial massage or try acupuncture. People are often afraid of needles, but I work very gently. The needles don't hurt.
Yes, but what you're, the most important thing that you're offering is us going to have an experience.
Yes.
As opposed to thinking, oh, that's this or that's that.
Something new.
New
energy for spring.
And turn up and experience the things that you haven't and see how they resonate.
Yeah, it's not just about talking about them, it's experiencing them.
Yeah.
How does it feel firsthand?
Yes, instead of having an opinion, let your body tell you.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you very much, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They'll leave feeling wonderfully relaxed,
yes.
Re-energised, replenished.
Book me in.
Definitely.
Goodness. Thank you so much for
thank
coming
you, Robin.
And sharing the beauty of us.
It's my pleasure. I love to share. I love to empower people to
yes,
look
please.
After themselves.
Say that again.
I love to empower people to look after themselves.
Yum. Oh, that is most wonderful. Goodest ones, stay tuned. I feel delighted and open-hearted. From us as what we've just shared, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Robin. With deep honour for what you do, being a soul trader out on the street and being available, most extraordinary.
Thank you, Robin.
This is the number one witty public nuisance, the catchy chappy, Robin Catchlove, on Catch the Lovely on Radio Blue Mountains.